And now to the US, where there's no story in town except the looming election. I asked our correspondent Toby Thornett how things were looking from his vantage point in Texas.
What makes this race unique is that it's kind of boring. It hasn't changed since Joe Biden got the Democratic nomination months and months ago. The polls have all been exactly the same. Trump has been behind by anywhere between 6 and 12 points, and we've seen the coronavirus spike and go away. We've seen Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing and the really hasty approval of a new high court judge. We've seen all sorts of stuff happening in Trump and in blowing up in his first debate performance. And the polls haven't changed at all. It's just been one stable race. At the moment, Trump is sitting about 8 or 9 points behind a national poll, give or take. And unless there's an October surprise in the next week or so, I can't really see anything changing.
So you're saying you think he might lose?
I'm pretty sure he will. American politics is such that what can happen, if it's a really tight convention, is that it tends to go to litigation. Courts battle over states' results. And I think Trump's big play right now is to try and make it as close as possible. He's been able to appoint 3 Supreme Court judges. So he's got a pretty stacked Republican court at the moment. It's 6-3 to the Republicans. And if there's any litigation at the end of this election, if it's really tight and it comes to that, then Trump will be hoping he can push it up to his courts and get a favourable decision. It happened in 2000, and I think that's what he'll be hoping for this time. But at present, it looks like 8 or 9 points behind for Trump, and that's not close enough.
He's such a winner, like he has to win in every situation. It's going to be pretty hard to extricate him from that White House, even if he loses. He's making that quite clear, isn't he?
I think that's right. And if it's really close, it's going to be a real problem getting him out of there because he's got a lot of courts on his side. He doesn't like to admit defeat. He's painted an image of himself as being a successful businessman. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen. But he doesn't want to come across as fallible in any way.
One of the interesting things, though, has been how many people have voted early, like way more than ever before in a US election. Whose side do you read that as being advantageous to?
It's going to favour the Democrats. Far fewer Republicans are taking the pandemic seriously. They are the ones who will roll up on election day and vote early. The Democrats, seems to me they are a party of people who are more trusting in science. And these guys have been urged to vote early, to vote by mail. And so there's a flood of Democratic voters who've been out there voting already. This is problematic for election day night because the votes that have come in by mail in most states are counted last. You have exceptions to this, and one really critical state will be Florida. Florida is receiving mail-in ballots right now and counting them. If Florida points to a Biden lead, that's one we can trust. And if Biden wins Florida, he's going to win the presidency. But there are other states, they don't count their ballots until election day night. So what we could conceivably see is that this election result may be days, even weeks in the deciding.
Which is why Trump is so keen to not count those votes that come in late.
That's another conversation altogether. You'll know that Trump appointed one of his key fundraisers, Louis DeJoy, as the US Postal Master General. And he's been in there and allegedly taking all these actions to slow down the mail. Anything that can cast doubt on the result, he's been talking in his rallies about how there's fraudulent voting going on, how there's masses of people who are voting illegally. No evidence behind any of this stuff, but that's the stuff he's telling his people. And if he can get to election day night and the days after where there's no results and there's all this doubt in the air, then that all points to that litigation I was talking about before. For the Democrats, for Joe Biden, they're hoping for a really convincing 9-10 point win, so there's no doubt. So we can know on November the 3rd or November the 4th in Australia who the winner of the election is, who the next president is. Trump is hoping for a tight election so there's doubt on the result.
US correspondent for The Wire, Toby Thornett.